Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia Lapointe. Now, I love doing this show. And the reason why I love doing this show is because I love sharing information with you so you can transform the way that you are thinking about your life to actually improve your life and change the lives of every single person that watches you and who you are around. I am Olympia Lapointe, a rocket scientist. You have seen me on my TED Talks and the Huffington Post and all online. And recently, there was a clip of me on Impact Theory that has now gone viral. So if you have the opportunity to go check that out, it's under Impact Theory as well. Through Motivation to Study. It's a website video that is just going viral. So if you take a look at that, you'll know what I do. Now, I love doing this show. And in this process of doing the show, I created this book, Answers Unleashed. And it is the science of unleashing your brain's power. And it was amazing. I had the ability to talk to a group of ladies. They were women in education. They were educators. And it was at the CoreOne Conference here in Los Angeles. It was last Friday. And I asked the audience to do something amazing. It was to envision themselves 5 years from now and what exactly they saw themselves doing. Now, the educators, they are I'd say they're in their like 30s, 40s, maybe 50s. These are the people that were at the education conference. So these are leaders within education that were there at this conference. And I asked them to think about what they saw themselves doing in 5 years from now. So what I want you to do is I want you to think of what you see yourself doing 5 years from now. And what was most surprising in this particular conference, which was geared towards women in education, is understanding the power of a woman's touch. And I write about this in my book, Answers Unleashed, The Power of a Woman's Touch. It's because how women think and how men think are different. And if we assume we are thinking the same way, we are going to be at a complete fallacy. We will be in complete dismay thinking that women and men think alike because do you know what? They don't and they're not supposed to. We have different DNA structures, so we do not think the same way. We have different connections. And so in this talk, I asked the women to identify what they saw themselves doing in 5 years from now. And they wrote down their answers. And the answers varied. Some saw themselves going back to school, getting their PhD so they can become a leader at their particular school. Some wanted to become principals. Some were vice principals and they weren't principals at the time. Some wanted to have a better relationship with their family members. So we had an entourage of different people who had different life goals. And when I ask you where you see yourself in 5 years from now, you'll have one of two type of reactions. You're either going to see yourself doing something successful and you will commit to that, or you see yourself doing something successful and then you fear being altered from that. Now, most of us, including myself, sometimes will be in the second category. And sometimes we have such great intentions and we see ourselves doing something in 5 years from now or even 10 years or 20 years from now, but life gets in the way. I remember going over to my corner, mom and pop's type of store that on the corner to get a couple items this morning. And I remember asking the man, had he always wanted to be a business owner? And I thought he was going to say yes. When I talked to him, he said, no, actually, I was in school for 5 years to be an engineer, but I didn't get any job with that. So I did this. I kind of settled for being a store owner. He said, sometimes life gets in the way. And when I heard him say that, it was one of the most depressing type of situations I could ever imagine. You would think someone say, yes, I've always designed and I've always wanted to do what it is that I'm doing in my life. But no, he said, I kind of just had to settle for this to bring in money. And I've been doing it for 30 years. And he said, all things I do is I go to work. I'm here and I go home. I go to work. I'm here, then I go home. It's been like that for the last 30 years. And when I heard him and I heard him speak, and then when I remember asking the same question back to the women at the conference, there is a difference between the people who go forward and the people who do not. The first difference is that the people who commit to their five-year plan are people who embrace fear and reject it. They embrace fear and they reject it. They not only understand what their fear is, but they learn how to reject it. In this particular conference, I had the women write down every single thing that comes to their head every single time they think of doing what it is in 5 years from now that would just be so amazing for their life. They wrote down every fear. And as I had the audience do this, they were just, you could tell, they were just heavy. They were heavy in trying to understand all and sort through every single chaotic thought that will go through their head that will try and steer them away from the dream that they have for themselves, not in 20 years, but just in 5 years. And I had them write it down on a piece of paper. And then I asked them to do something else. Now, this is the part that was most intriguing. Now, when we have our brain and when we use our brain power, we actually not only use the left side, which is logical, or the right side, which is expressive and creative. We have a third side I write about in my book and talk about, which is the basis of the show, which is the tree of brain, where it's the center connections. It's what connects the entire brain together that allows it to be able to fire, reshape, and exude an energy from the core of your complete being. So not only you change your mind, you change your body, and you change the world. And so when people recognize the power of this third side of the brain, which I call the faith sector, they're able to do great things. And this part of the brain operates independent of space and time. And that's what I show with Einstein's theory, is that we can literally see the future before it exists. Our job is actually to bring it into existence. So when these ladies were asked to go in the future and see themselves doing something great, and they had the opportunity to talk to themselves as they were doing something great, and they had the ability to get the message from themselves, not anyone else, no parent, no child, no one else, but themselves, if they could go in the future and talk to themselves in 5 years from now and find out the message that they had to give themselves, what would it be? What would it be? So these individuals, what they did is they went in time forward. Instead of moving backwards, where it keeps us always thinking about, oh, the fears and all this horrible stuff that has happened and what happens if it repeats itself again, they did something different. They went forward in time to ask themselves what they needed to do in order to change their life to be able to get there. And as I asked each member, literally, to imagine whatever it is that their future selves would tell them, something amazing happened. Their entire being shifted. I could actually feel it in the room. I looked around the room and I could actually sense the fear moving from them, moving out of their consciousness, leaving them, and allowing them to be who they are. And so right after this exercise, I went and asked them, all right, you see the fears on your piece of paper? Cross out every single one and say literally, cancel, clear, delete, cancel, clear, delete, cancel, clear, delete, cancel, clear, delete. And as they were doing this, cancel, clear, delete, cancel, clear, delete. And then I said, now you, whatever you cancel and clear, you've got to replace. If you think about an empty water bottle, if you take water out of it, you now have something else you can put inside of it. And that's something I learned through a great mentor I have, Sean Wolf. He is an energy worker over in Northern California. And he said, whatever was removed is just like science. There's now space. There has to be energy or mass or something that has to go into that space because now it's occupiable. So whenever fear leaves you, you have to replace it with whatever it is that is better suited for you. So in this process of people canceling and clearing out and deleting the fears that from the past that will keep them from moving forward to 5 years from now, they had to replace it. And what they replaced it with is what their future selves told them. So you see, you have a future self, and he or she exists in the future. They're more than likely looking back at you right now as you are doing whatever you are doing. And they are thinking, I wish I could tell them about this now. Well, when you access the part of your brain that is independent or space or time, you can actually talk to yourself. I mean, that sounds real strange, doesn't it? But you can actually move forward and talk to yourself and find out the tips from yourself that will help you succeed. And so what these ladies did is they wrote on their piece of paper what it is that they saw themselves doing and the message that they received from themselves. You see, the difference between people who move forward in life and achieve what it is that they have had their heart set on and the people who do not is that the people who do not learn to grab onto fear and they don't know how to understand that they are completely loved and they are love. Now, let me break this down for you a little bit more. The reason why a woman's touch is so powerful is because women are not men. Women have a different DNA structure that exists independent of men. It's actually an improved version of the DNA that currently existed. So if you look at it like that, women's DNA structure and the way that a woman is created, she has additional connections in her entire being. She has additional intricate connections that allows her not only to live, but it allows her to create in life. And when you create, the only way that you are able to create anything for yourself, anytime you create an innovation, anytime you create a new opportunity, anytime you create anything, it is only based out of one key principle. It's out of love. You can never create something that will live longer than yourself from anything but. Hate doesn't create things, it just destroys it. Love is the only type of force that will create something that will last longer than you. That's how women's DNA is formed. That's the reason why women have uterus. And even if the uterus has been taken out, they still have the DNA that exists to be able to move in love and create something that is far more powerful than their life alone. See, that's the power of a woman's touch. And so these ladies, when I talked to them over at this conference, they were at this conference and they received the message from themselves. And do you know what was happening? They were loving themselves. Let me break this down for you a little bit more. They were loving themselves in the sense that when they came back and when they had the opportunity to talk to themselves 5 years prior and they had the ability to talk to themselves 5 years forward, they were connecting their being in such a profound, conscious way that they were deeply loving themselves enough to birth a great invention that is waiting for them to create 5 years from now. You can't do that. You can't create things out of the absence of love. You only create it out of walking in your path that you are in life. There's no other way to do this. The way that you create something is you are unique to how you operate and how you think and what you do. And in the process of choosing to be unique in the way that you find solutions, find answers, take the information and digest it and apply it to your life is what brings the uniqueness and the self-love that you have that you can build in yourself to unleash greatness. See, women especially, and I can really say this because I'm a woman, we have been taught to always find our exterior love, meaning we are always taught to have someone love us. We're always taught to have a husband there or a boyfriend there or have people around us that love us. We're always assuming that we are not completely loved unless we have someone with us to completely show us what our worth is. And it's something that is prevalent not only in Los Angeles, it's in the entire United States. It's not only just in the United States, it is over the entire world. You see, women have this profound ability inside of them that we are all figuring out. When a woman understands that her love comes from the inside out, that she has been already loved so deeply enough that she has new neuron connections, new connections in her entire being, so much so that she is able to connect in a far more expansive way than she has ever had it any opportunity before, that is hardwired in her existence so she doesn't even have to do anything but be. That, my friends, is when you recognize the power of love that already exists in you, and that is what brings out innovation. So you are loving yourself. The way you bring out innovation is that you choose to understand how to love yourself in a way that is profound and unique and not the same as everybody else. And you don't have to turn to anybody else for this. And even if you're a man, you still can learn from a woman. What a woman does is that she nurtures and she brings life to the world. And it's not just physical life. It is innovation. A woman changes environments no matter where she is. And that's how powerful a woman is. Her being alone can change situations because she embodies innovation. Now, when you think about how different movements have happened in society, they've actually highly been geared towards women. Now, just look at the voting practices here in the United States in the early 1900s. The voting practices were completely altered and changed by women who stood up and petitioned to have their vote counted. It is that type of change, that type of courage that women have that brings forth new opportunities. Now, I must warn you, when a woman understands and starts really walking in her power and the power that she has to touch other people's lives, not through just giving birth or creating a family, but even in all the different areas from creating a business, transforming an environment, creating opportunities for people to express themselves in a clear, succinct way. There's so many opportunities that exist for people to show their innovation. Now, whenever a woman and these ladies, when they were in this particular conference, whenever a woman is understanding what her power is, she will be, and I'm a firm believer in God, and that's just something I just know exists, as well as the opposite of God exists. And in the opposite, you will come under attack. And what I mean by that is that the attack will come once you start walking in your creative power, and you can be a woman or a man, but this is highly geared towards women, but it applies to both. Anytime you start walking in your power of understanding what it is that you bring to the world and how you can execute it in a way that's going to be true to yourself, you will come across really, really difficult situations that will test your mental capacity. You will test your consciousness, and it will test your will, and it will test your drive. So there's so many different things that can happen. For example, you may have an uncomfortable experience. You may start having vivid dreams that are very difficult to handle. You may even have physical things like sinus pressure or drainage. You could have severe fatigue, something that's also physical. You will have different relationships, and sometimes you feel uncomfortable around other people. And I talk about this in my book. Sometimes for ladies, you may have different type of sensations over your body. You might start feeling different pain in certain areas where nothing happened before, or highly agitated feelings or overwhelming feelings. Or in many cases, you will start to have difficulty being able to relate to other people. So this is actually something that is natural. Anytime that you are in the mode of changing your life, you will start to be tested. And these tests are designed to literally create more connections in your brain so you can actually create the connection that's needed for you to house innovation in your entire brain and body. But it doesn't feel like that. So whenever you are starting to go through these very, very difficult situations where you are being tested on how you will handle all these different types of situations, one of the main ways I recommend is the pleasure principle. And I shared this with one of the attendees of the conference. And the pleasure principle is this, that if you ever encounter a very difficult situation that's very stressful and it gets you off balance where you literally just don't know what to do, there is a neuroscience trick that you can take in order to rebalance yourself so you can actually stay grounded in being able to walk in your path and in your integrity. And it is to remember the most amazing time you have ever experienced as a young child. The youngest experience that you can ever think of. And this is, it's almost like, if any of you follow Harry Potter, it's almost like the Expecto Patronum type of spell, but it's not a spell, it's actually science. Well, what happens is that when you think of the most exciting, pleasurable type of experience that has happened in your life, that releases endorphins in your brain. And those endorphins in your brain literally stop stress from happening. So anytime that you go into any type of stressful situation, there's an entourage of over 1,400 different type of chemical reactions that happen in your brain. You have increased heart rate. You have difficulty swallowing sometimes. You have cortisol that's released. You have adrenaline. And these are all things that create chemical reactions, which is a toxic environment in your body. So when you literally have, and we did this with one of the ladies in the conference, she had a very difficult situation where something that kept her up at night was literally her son. Her son would come home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was very difficult for her. And she has no control over other people. She can guide them, and her child is an adult and he has a mind of his own. But what she did have control over is how she saw the situation and how she could turn off the stress in her own brain. And that stress alone was keeping her up at night so she couldn't move forward in her own life plans because she was worrying about her son. So what we did is we created this little exercise. Well, not created, but I walked her through this little exercise, which was she thought about the most wonderful time that she had as a child. And then she thought about her son coming home really late and how that would just put her in knots thinking about it. And so instead of thinking about all the different things that could happen poorly from going out and being out and about like her son was doing, I asked her to overlay the wonderful experience that she had while she was a child directly on top of her thinking about her son being out. And we did this exercise, and she was very great about sharing her experience. And when she shared her experience, and she literally overlaid the type of situation that she had experienced that was negative with the experience that was completely positive, something shifted in her at that exact moment. And only she knows what's happening in her body, like only you know that's happening in your body, is that at that moment in time, her complete awareness shifted. She wasn't any longer scared or concerned about her son coming home. She decided to take a completely new action. She said, take me with you. She told her son, next time you go out, take me with you. I'm going to go with you. And what happened was something neuronic happened, a neuron transfer happened in her brain, which was as she released and as she commanded the endorphins to be released from her brain during this pleasure principle exercise, this then stopped the cortisone and adrenaline and the host of other chemical reactions from happening in her body. And so now she could look at the situation objectively, where the fear wasn't shutting off her prefrontal lobes and her executive mind. She could look at the situation as a fact instead of having it turn her upside down. And in the process of doing so, she then could now refocus on moving forward towards her 5-year plan. You see, when we are in the middle of doing something great, we are tested because that test helps connect our brain in a way that's far more powerful had we not gone through it. So my tip for you today is this. Whatever you see yourself doing in 5 years from now, I want you to embrace it. I want you to really feel it over the next 7 days. Think about it. Embrace it. Pretend that you're there. How does it feel? What does it smell like? How does it taste? Who do you see? Where do you go? How do you feel? Embrace it as if it's actually happening. And then what I want you to do is identify every single thing that you feel that's trying to stop you. And when you identify that, you have to understand each one of the things that you identify. I want you to ask yourself in the future, what message would you tell yourself about where you are right now? And as you do that, you'll begin to love yourself in a new way that will create new connections inside of you that will help you not only give birth to great ideas, but will help you leave a legacy far beyond your own life. I'm so thankful that you tuned in here again to Answers Unleashed here on kpcradio.com here at the Pierce College. You can always listen all the time to answersunleashed.com to our other shows that we have. Check us out online. You can always call in on 888-88-ANSWERS. Find me on Facebook.com/answer. I have so many different things. Facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. And you can always tune into us to find out how to use your brain. Because this is Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. I am Olympia LaPointe, and I'll see you next time.